Fred Film Radio Interview.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the inaugural edition of the Pingyao Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Elisaveta Stishova, who is presenting her film Suleiman Mountain here at the festival. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell our listeners, just introduce your movie and tell us a little bit about the story, I guess.
The story happened in Kyrgyzstan, Central Asia. There is a man who has two wives, young wife and old wife. And the story grows around those three people and the boy. And we don't know till the end if it's his son or not.
The very unconventional kind of family structure is very important in this movie.
Yes, it's all built inside the relationship between four people, and it goes like a road movie.
And the road movie structure interests you as a filmmaker?
Yes, because you have some, you know, air to breathe when you go somewhere to change places. And
also the wonderful landscape of the movie.
Actually, we try to avoid landscapes because landscapes are beautiful in Kyrgyzstan, and you can like stick to it and never shoot anything else except for landscapes. That's why we were a little bit... Just shoot a little bit of landscapes. Most all the time we have characters inside.
You strain the action to this little van, which is really the traveling home of this family.
Yes, the home, like in traditional Kyrgyz people, they always moved because they have animals and they moved up to the mountains and then go back when it's cold. So it's also, it's part of the tradition to not to have a home. It's Russians, when Russians came there, they settled them. And this is not, they'd never lived in the houses. And we settled, said, no, stick here because we need to understand what you're going to do, you know. That's why they don't have it now. Well, they still have it a little bit, but not a lot.
This brings me to my next question, the presence of tradition in the movie and the way in which it relates to, I guess, not only the film, the contemporary times of the film, but also the world in which the viewer is watching it.
Actually, even if they live in Bishkek, town and in homes, they still have the same tradition as they have up in the mountains. Actually, it's very strong traditions.
So, for instance, what would you call the leading character? Her name is...
Shipara.
Yes, Shipara. What is it exactly that she does?
What she's doing? This is not Islamic tradition, but this is old-time ancient Tangrianian tradition to healing people. And that's what they practice, and we saw it a lot because we've been to a lot of healers, and my group was healed by them because I was practicing. I mean, I need to see it, and they're like doing almost the same kind of rituals. Maybe they, like in Osh, they're this way, in Bishkek, other way, but it's almost the same tradition.
Rituals that people still like to believe in.
Yes, people believe, but this is not a question because in Russia they also believe in this, and I think in Europe also, because they can go to healers if they have some problems or to fortune tellers. A lot of, we still believe, Nazmer, it's 21st century, but we still believe in that.
And what about this, the father figure? Because I find as well that this father is kind of like... He's not as appealing as... You know, these two women are almost fighting over him, but he's not that great a guy.
I don't know. I think it's also part of Kyrgyzian tradition where you can have five wives, and they had it all times. And now still they have it. Yes, but it's not illegal, but they have few families, three families. They can have three families in different cities where they come and... Yes. And leave. And sometimes wives know each other. Sometimes they are friends even. Yeah. So it's part of...
It still exists.
Yeah.
Was it a difficult film to shoot?
It was difficult film to shoot because we didn't have government money from any government, because Kyrgyz government couldn't give us money because I'm Russian. Mm-hmm. Russian didn't want to give us money because I'm shooting Kyrgyzstan with Kyrgyz actors. European funds cannot give us money because I'm Russian, but I went to shoot in Kyrgyzstan if I was a kid. So it was completely a mess, and the only crazy producer who took this film was Elena. Right. Because others, they liked the script, but they were talking like, if you're going to shoot it in Russia, okay. I said, what Russia? It's not Russian story. But no, because it's, you never get money out of it, really. Maybe you will have festivals, maybe not. So it's always a tricky situation.
Right. What do you think made it, so it's the location that made it tricky, that it was so specific?
Location and my nationality. Because we used to Russians shoot about in Russia, Americans in United States, right? It's complicated to make strange. Or you have Russian lead actors who came to Kyrgyzstan. Then it's possible to make co-production. But here, we're not used to that. World is big, and you don't have to have nationality.
Right.
Yes, and this is what I'm fighting with, because I don't care. And that's the problem.
Good point. You mentioned actors there, and I'd just love to know more about these actors and how you worked with them.
Jipara, on my point of view, she's a very big actress, and I hope she will have a good career, because now she mostly works as a makeup, and this is strange for me, because they use her as a makeup. But she is beautiful actress.
Yes.
And she had one big role or two big roles, and then she disappeared. She's working like this. And I found her. And now I hope when we have a premiere in Kyrgyzstan, they will look, we'll take her to another film. I hope so. The young Turgan Babu, she is her second role in films. And she's young and interesting. It was hard to find her because I had a sex scene, and nobody wanted to do a sex scene because it's for Asian. We found her. I liked her, and she said, "Oh, okay, I'll try it, but it won't." Yeah, I said, "We won't say anything." Okay. Karabas, the man, he is from Kazakhstan, actually. He's not a Kyrgyzian actor. So I found him in Almaty. And if you know the film Tulpan by Sergei Dvortsevoy, he won the Cannes, one of the Cannes prize. And the main character there is brother of Asset of Karabas, of my Karabas. Oh. So it's just kind of... And he is playing in my film also. He's acting as father of Karabas. So that's the guy. And he's very popular in Kazakhstan. He shoots in those historical... You know, they shoot a lot of historical movies, and he's in every film. A boy is a boy. Just a boy from Bishkek.
Just found him.
Yeah, I just found him.
Well, he's a natural.
Yes, he's nice.
He's great. You mentioned this is your first time in China, and me too. What's your experience so far here?
You know, I like the people a lot, because I like how they laugh. I like this in people, that they have this humor, but I feel that they're like us Russians in 1980 or something. Mm. Because there are a lot of soldiers, because there are a lot of police, and I feel that they are kind of... scared of something, and they have this censorship and this stuff that we know, and that is going to start in Russia now. So kind of I am between lust and future. I don't feel comfortable. I mean, because I see myself in them.
You also see the future in Russia.
Yes, because
so
starting.
You see the past and the future.
Yes, past and the future, because we had only 20 years of okay time. Now we are closing. So
that's to end on a sad note, but it's the sadness of reality. But I thank you very much for talking about your wonderful film, which I remind our listeners is called Suleiman Mountain. And yes, thanks very much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.